Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at peacocktv.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have him back on. He is the co-host of the Black Spin Global podcast, Eugene. Black Spin Global is a podcast based out of England that covers the sport of tennis from a black perspective. On the program, we discussed the Serena Williams injury at Wimbledon 2021. We also discussed Felix Auger-Aliassime, the crowd at Wimbledon 2021, Coco Gauff testing positive for COVID-19, and more. Eugene is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
There's a new full-service RV dealership in town with great deals on good roads. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany and is bringing new top-selling RV brands to the area like Montana, Cougar, and many more. Our service center is open to get your RV ready for summer, and our parts and accessories store is stocked with all your camping adventure essentials. Take I-12, exit 32 to Bent's RV in Albany for great deals on good road and top-notch service. Bent's RV, the best way to get away.
The thing about the Home and Auto Bundle from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Home and Auto Bundle from Progressive. We don't even need the words, the Home and Auto Bundle, anymore to tell you that you could save big with a ring-tailed lemur from Progressive. Or that every hot peach cobbler comes with round-the-clock service and protection. And that's the thing about the goat with magic powers. You've heard a lot of ads about the sushi in Vancouver. See how much you could save with the Home and Auto with the Shaman in the Jungle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
There's a new full-service RV dealership in town with great deals on good roads. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany and is bringing new top-selling RV brands to the area like Montana, Cougar, and many more. Bent's RV, the best way to get away.
Wendy's Dave's single is BOGO for $1. So is the spicy or classic chicken sandwich and the spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets. Get any of these Dave's BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
There's a new full-service RV dealership in town with great deals on good roads. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany and is bringing new top-selling RV brands to the area like Montana, Cougar, and many more. Our service center is open to get your RV ready for summer, and our parts and accessories store is stocked with all your camping adventure essentials. Take I-12, exit 32 to Bent's RV in Albany for great deals on good road and top-notch service. Bent's RV, the best way to get away.
Boy, that's Serena Williams like on the return.
Looks like she's limping. Looks like she's limping her knee.
Oh, my goodness. It does, Chrissy. Walking very slowly.
And she can call a trainer out.
Did you see her slide or use her
footing?
She slid,
yeah. Well, there was a... She slid. I think we're going to show it now.
Okay. Take a look. Could have been.
Looks like the left leg. Did it look like the left leg?
Maybe a calf muscle.
Well, I can't say that enough. These players that haven't played Serena, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when she was so dominant, they'd walk out on the court almost having lost already the psychological advantage Serena had. Now these younger players come out loose and raring to go, and they play their best tennis.
More than a decade older than Šuzanović, Serena at 39. She's 27, Šuzanović. But, Chrissy, I'm becoming a convert to what you have been saying about Serena, and that she doesn't have the fear factor, certainly, that she used to have.
All right, welcome back, everybody. That audio was courtesy of ESPN, and that was Cliff Drysdale and Chrissy Everett talking about Serena Williams. being forced to retire in her first round match at Wimbledon as a result of injuring her leg at center court. And, man, the court conditions were just horrible. As long as I've been watching Wimbledon, I can't ever recall court conditions being that bad. But to talk more about the Serena Williams injury, also about Felix Auger-Aliassime, also the court, the crowd at Wimbledon, and so much more, let's welcome him back to the program. He is the co-host of the Blackspin Global podcast. This is the podcast that looks at tennis from a black perspective. Let's say hello to our buddy from the UK, Eugene. Hey, Eugene, welcome back to the program.
Hey, man, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So the audio that you heard, I mean, it was basically the injury that it was heard around the world. And, you know, it was the thing that stopped social media for a moment, Serena Williams being forced to retire during her first round match at Wimbledon as a result of slipping on center court and injuring her leg. Give me your thoughts on Serena's injury and her future status.
I mean, just to quickly go back to what you just said, it was pretty much the story of, like, well, the first week at least anyway, of the championships. A lot of players are slipping, you know, in the opening few days, so it wasn't just on center court, it was also the outside courts as well, just because it was quite wet in the weeks kind of leading up to Wimbledon. So, like, the grass obviously was obviously the moisture hadn't, like, dried up. So it was tricky conditions for all players. But, yeah, with Serena, I mean, specifically, she was 3-1 up in that first set, looking pretty good, going, you know, just looked pretty routine for her. And then, yeah, she suffered that unfortunate kind of slip, which wasn't like a complete, like, fall. Like, she didn't, like, fall over. It was just literally like she's kind of lost her footing. And to her credit, she kind of, like, managed to kind of stay upright. And I think that is what basically caused the injury, the fact that she didn't go all the way down. And yeah, it was really, really sad to see. She tried to carry on, obviously, after the trainer, like, come on and, like, gave her some treatment. And yeah, to her credit, I mean, just shows the kind of warrior she is. Like, she's the ultimate champion, pretty much. But yeah, it got to, I think it was 3-all when she basically called it and said, yeah, I can't carry on. And it was obviously really emotional afterwards. And yeah, it was sad. It was really sad because obviously that's the first round of, you know, the Grand Slam. Most people think that's the one she kind of has the best chance of winning. So, I mean, as things stand at the moment, like, I think all the talk from her camp is that she's pretty much just recovering. So I don't think it's a serious injury that's going to, like, call her out for, like, a specifically or, yeah, a long amount of time, which is obviously good news. Because obviously we've got the US hard court swing, like, literally coming up. So obviously, she's not playing the Olympics, which she kind of made clear pretty early on as well. So I think it's just great. She's got time now to just basically make a full recovery and be ready for, you know, the US swing and obviously the US Open in late August, September.
Yeah, I hope she makes that full recovery. Like, you know, Serena is in a class by herself along with her sister Venus. And I'm like you, Eugene. I hope she makes that recovery and be ready for the U.S. Open later in the summer. I want to stay just with Serena. And I mentioned it and you mentioned it as well about the court conditions at Wimbledon. I said at the beginning that I don't ever remember a Wimbledon where a lot of players had suffered injuries such as Serena, and there were some other injuries. Coco Gauff, who we'll get into in just a little bit, she slipped on several occasions. Novak Djokovic, Roger Federer had a couple of instances where he slipped on the court as well. I don't ever remember the court conditions being this bad. I know we're still in the midst of a COVID pandemic, and I know this Wimbledon seemed very rushed this year. You normally Wimbledon at 2.5 weeks, it's you know, it goes by very slow, and it's a slow and a steady process. But again, with COVID, they tried to get as many matches as possible. I wanted to know, what was the weather like? Was it I heard a commentator for the BBC say something about England had like a, it was a wet a spring in the UK. It was normal than usual. What were the weather conditions like, and how did that affect the court conditions at Wimbledon?
No, it's a great point. Exactly. Pretty much, well, I kind of said it at the start, like, yeah, it was very wet, like, couple of weeks leading into Wimbledon. So, I mean, that's pretty much what would have affected, you know, the condition of the grass across all courts. So, I mean, it wasn't a massive surprise, like, to me, obviously, being in the UK, like, I'm used to the climate and kind of know, you know, familiar with the weather that we kind of had in the weeks leading up. So, yeah, I was just grateful that play was kind of able to carry on, especially on those, you know, main show courts because of the roof, obviously. So, I mean, I think really and truly as well, I think with Serena's injury, I think that kind of like amplified, you know, the conditions of the court, and that kind of like, it became like a main talking point pretty much when really and truly, like when Wimbledon comes round, like that's pretty much part and parcel of playing on grass. Like you're gonna have moments where you slip. It's just, you know, it's not a surface that like every player is comfortable playing on. Hence why, you know, certain players tend to do much better than others. So I think, yeah, basically just, I think you make a good point as well about, you know, things being maybe slightly rushed. The French Open, they basically bought their tournament. I think they pushed it back. So that then meant Wimbledon had less time, or not Wimbledon, but like the grass court events leading into Wimbledon, some of those had to be cancelled. So players had to kind of like, they really had to like pick and choose like tournaments to play. Some players didn't even play any like leading tournaments going into Wimbledon. And obviously that's, you know, that's probably not advisable coming off clay and heading straight into grass. Like, I think players tend to like to play, you know, at least one or two tournaments before playing a Grand Slam, but yeah, some players opted not to do that just because of the scheduling, and like it wasn't really possible, mainly because of COVID and obviously the French Open rescheduling, you know, their event. So I think a lot of factors this year kind of, yeah, had an effect on, I guess, yeah, the overall result for both men and women, because it definitely was, you know, a factor in terms of like the conditions and like the weather. So, I mean, yeah, hopefully next year we'll be back to like normal scheduling, and yeah, there'll be, you know, an equal amount of tournaments before, you know, each Grand Slam, so players can really get to grips with like surfaces and, you know, get comfortable before, you know, playing these big events.
Yeah, I hope so too. I hope we can just get back to normal. It just seemed a lot of these events were rushed. Again, we're still in COVID, and that had something to do with it. You mentioned, of course, with the French Open going from the clay court to the grass, and then we're going to be into the hard court season with the U.S. Open. Definitely just a lot going on right now.
Deloitte is the world's largest professional services network, and there's a reason for that: consistency. But how does a giant global company provide consistency? Easy. With ServiceNow Digital Workflows, they connect all 300,000 plus of their professionals on a single platform, the Now Platform. So whether someone works in Indonesia, Mexico, or any other of the 148 countries they operate in, ServiceNow helps Deloitte perform their work from a common and connected place. They can leverage the same powerful tools they need to adapt to changing markets and get the same proactive support they need to thrive. And with ServiceNow Workflows for IT, Deloitte can easily consolidate and scale their technology so professionals can access it wherever they are. So, how does Deloitte keep a consistently high standard for global clients? With ServiceNow Workflows that keep a consistently high standard for global professionals. Whatever your business is facing, let's workflow it. Learn more at servicenow.com.
There's a new full-service RV dealership in town with great deals on good roads. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany and is bringing new top-selling RV brands to the area like Montana, Cougar, and many more. Our service center is open to get your RV ready for summer, and our parts and accessories store is stocked with all your camping adventure essentials. Take I-12, exit 32 to Bent's RV in Albany for great deals on good road and top-notch service. Bent's RV, the best way to get away.
90 Day is going tropical on the new Discovery Plus original series, Love in Paradise, the Caribbean. It's a vacation love story where sun, surf, and seduction collide. Four Americans are traveling back to the exotic islands where they hope their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, a 90-day story. Streaming now only on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
There's a new full-service RV dealership in town with great deals on good roads. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany and is bringing new top-selling RV brands to the area like Montana, Cougar, and many more. Bent's RV, the best way to get away.
Back to school season is on. Get best-in-class savings at JCPenney. Gear up with 40% off backpacks from brands that always have their back. And shop smart on doorbusters across the store while they last all weekend long. That means stocking up on essentials like $5.99 select kids tees and $14.99 select kids shorts. Don't forget to use your coupon to save an extra 25% and check everything off your list in one easy trip. Weekdays are back in style. JCPenney. Offers and coupon valid through 8/4. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz and Watson. And since it's almost the weekend, stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family. Plus, plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Speaking with a lot going on, you know, Eugene, we had Felix Auger-Aliassime, the young man out of Canada. What a great run that he had! And I know you and along with your colleague, you've covered him quite often on your website and have talked about him on the podcast. Kind of give me your thoughts on Felix's run in this year's Wimbledon.
Yeah, he is incredible. Like, I'm just so like pleased and proud of him because he's just making, you know, incredible strides. And Wimbledon this year for him is his career kind of grand slam. It was the first time he's reached a quarterfinal at a major. And I mean, knowing him like I do in terms of like just watching him throughout his career so far, like I'm not surprised because, yeah, he's very, very like good on grass. I think he's reached at least two grass court finals in his career so far. And like he's only 20 years old. So to kind of go back to what I was saying before about like players not really being or not liking the grass, like that's not the case with Felix. He's very much a player that's comfortable on the surface and like kind of knows his way around. And yeah, he really showed that at Wimbledon this year. And I'm just really pleased for him because it's kind of been a long time kind of coming. Like people in tennis, they've been talking about him like being this kind of prospect and name to kind of like look out for. And like, yeah, for whatever reason, he still hasn't won a title yet. I think he's reached like 8 finals and yeah, lost in all of those finals. But the fact that he's 20 years old and like getting, you know, he's reaching finals, ATP 250, ATP 500 level, like it's pretty good going. So I have no kind of, you know, worries or concerns about like his future. I think he's going to be a Grand Slam champion without doubt. I just don't know when that's going to happen, but yeah, I think this year's Wimbledon definitely probably showed, hopefully most importantly, kind of proved to himself or showed himself even that, you know, he could, you know, compete at the top level and like, yeah, play with these top guys. Like the win against Zverev, Alexander Zverev in the fourth round, I believe, that was huge. A 5-set match, a player he'd never like beaten before. I think they played like 2 or 3 times before and like, didn't even win a set. So the fact that like he was, you know, he stayed in that match. I think he was 2 sets to love up. Zverev came back, but yeah, Felix won the 5th. Again, mentally, that's just a massive kind of barrier like he's overcome. So I think, yeah, it's all good things like looking ahead at Felix Auger-Aliassime's future. And I'm very excited to see like how he progresses in like the immediate future, because I think he's got a big future in the game.
Yeah, I think his future is bright as well. I mean, he had a great quarterfinal match against Matteo Berrettini. Of course, Matteo would lose in the final to Novak Djokovic. But, man, definitely the future is bright for Felix, and hopefully he can maintain his consistency. Who knows what will happen later in the summer at the U.S. Open. And speaking of, you know, Eugene, when we talk about the 4 major Grand Slams in tennis, there's the Australian Open, the French Open, the U.S. Open, and, of course, it's Wimbledon. And Wimbledon was canceled last year, of course, due to the COVID-19 pandemic. We're still in the middle of the pandemic. But however, fans returned this year, and this was definitely a welcome sight at Wimbledon. And I got to ask you, what was the crowd like, in your opinion, at this year's Wimbledon? Was it the crowd like a pre-COVID, or you could still, in your opinion, could you still feel that there was something's not quite right?
No, it's funny because my co-host and I, we actually went on the Manic Monday. So, yeah, Lucy, like, she basically found tickets online. And, yeah, we both went on that Manic Monday, and it was just a great atmosphere because I hadn't been to Wimbledon in years. So that was, like, my first time in a very long time. Lucy, she did go in 2019, I think. So, like, she was probably more familiar in terms of, like, how things look now. But yeah, we were both kind of taken aback by pretty much like, yeah, like the capacity, like it was, I don't think the official kind of line was, you know, full capacity crowds, but when you were like in and amongst the grounds, like it did feel like it was pretty much, you know, full, like, and we had center court tickets as well. And center court was pretty much sold out. And to be fair, the day we were there, that Manic Monday, it was, I think, Roger Federer first, no, Novak Djokovic first, Coco Gauff and Kerber were second, and then Roger Federer and Sonego, they were the last match. So obviously, like, pretty big hitters, hence why, yeah, the crowd are pretty much there in their numbers. But I think overall, like, I think for the first week, it was probably, there were less people, like, allowed or basically admitted into the grounds. But by the second week, yeah, it was pretty much a full house, like, every day. And yeah, I think, like most people, like, we just kind of want to get back to normal. So kind of seeing, you know, a sporting event like on the scale of Wimbledon, like to be back to kind of full capacity, I think kind of bodes well for the future, and like just kind of gave everybody like a nice feeling kind of, yeah, heading into the summer. Or I mean, yeah, the summer that we don't really have much of a summer in London, but yeah, it was just a good vibe, basically. And I think it just bodes well for the future, and hopefully we can kind of get over this pandemic and, yeah, just get back to, you know, normal lives, like, sooner rather than later. Because, I mean, I think we're all kind of dying for that. So, yeah.
There's a new full-service RV dealership in town with great deals on good roads. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany and is bringing new top-selling RV brands to the area like Montana, Cougar, and many more. Our service center is open to get your RV ready for summer, and our parts and accessories store is stocked with all your camping adventure essentials. Take I-12, exit 32 to Bent's RV in Albany for great deals on good road and top-notch service. Bent's RV, the best way to get away.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
90 Day is going tropical on the new Discovery Plus original series, Love in Paradise, the Caribbean. It's a vacation love story where sun, surf, and seduction collide. Four Americans are traveling back to the exotic islands where they hope their sexy romances can turn into forever. Love in Paradise, the Caribbean, a 90 day story. Streaming now only on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial. Terms apply.
I got my daughter's hair looking tight, so we hopped in the car and went to Mickey D's to celebrate. I did my thing with these braids meal.
There's a meal for every moment on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Get your choice of a savory sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or chicken McGriddles, plus hash browns, all for just $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
There's a new full-service RV dealership in town with great deals on good roads. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany and is bringing new top-selling RV brands to the area like Montana, Cougar, and many more. Our service center is open to get your RV ready for summer, and our parts and accessories store is stocked with all your camping adventure essentials. Take I-12, exit 32 to Bent's RV in Albany for great deals on good road and top-notch service. Bent's RV, the best way to get away. There's a new full-service RV dealership in town with great deals on good road. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany and is bringing new top-selling RV brands to the area like Montana, Cougar, and many more. Bent's RV, the best way to get away. There's a new full-service RV dealership in town with great deals on good road. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany and is bringing new top-selling RV brands to the area like Montana, Cougar, and many more. Bent's RV, the best way to get away.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making snack time delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Wendy's Dave's Single is BOGO for $1. So is the spicy or classic chicken sandwich and the spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets. Get any of these faves BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
I want to stay just with Wimbledon for a moment. I know watching the tournament throughout the years and being a huge fan of tennis, and particularly Wimbledon, have you ever had an opportunity to watch matches at a Hinman Hill? For those of you that don't know what Hinman Hill is, Hinman Hill is a special watching area or viewing area dedicated to one of the great British tennis players named Tim Hinman, who had some great matches at Wimbledon. Have you had an opportunity to experience watching matches from Hinman Hill?
Yeah, I have actually. That was my younger years, so my teenage years. And yeah, it's a nice vibe. Like I said before, like just, you know, I think most people that go to Wimbledon, they are tennis fans. So, you know, they're quite a knowledgeable kind of, group of people. So, you know, they follow the sport intently. Obviously when a British player is playing, you know, Hinman Hill is packed out, like, because, yeah, not everybody's fortunate enough to have, you know, show court tickets. So what they tend to do on Hinman Hill is, you know, showcase the matches going on either on centre court or number one court, just because obviously those people on Hinman Hill wouldn't have tickets for those courts. So, yeah, the vibe's always vibrant and, just very lively and active. But, I mean, me personally, I'd much rather be inside the stadium, like, watching the game as opposed to watching it on the big screen. But I think some people do pretty much just go to Wimbledon just to be on Hinman Hill. Like, it's actually a thing. So, yeah, it's definitely something I think tennis fans should experience, like, at least once, just to say they've watched tennis on Hinman Hill, Wimbledon. Like, it's one of those things you can, like, kind of tick off your list.
Awesome. Now, again, can you let the listeners know when you mentioned about, of course, Manic Monday at this year's Wimbledon. Now, where did you and your co-host, where did you have the opportunity to watch the games at the tournament?
So Lucy, she got center court tickets. So we literally had to watch. She scrambled around, like, on the Wimbledon app, because you have to, like, sign up and, like, basically, become a member to have or gain access to, you know, tickets when they come on sale. So because Lucy is, you know, very much a super fan of tennis, I think she'd probably allow me to say, she was, like, literally first in there. She literally got us Manic Monday center court tickets for that day, which was just incredible in terms of, like, the players on court, like, obviously two of the big four, and Coco Gauff, like, an up-and-coming, like, superstar. So it was a very, very good day. I will admit, though, and I did say this on our podcast, I think Lucy exposed me, to be fair. But during the Roger Federer match, Felix Auger-Aliassime is playing on court one. So I was literally watching. I was on center court with Lucy watching Federer, but I had the Felix match on my phone. So I wasn't like paying full attention to Federer. I was kind of more engaged or engrossed with what was going on number one court, like with Felix. So I'm glad he pre-pulled through. It was a great experience. Like, it's again something I want to do in terms of like my own kind of personal, you know, bucket list of things that I want to do. I want to basically visit every Grand Slam. So obviously being in London, like Wimbledon's pretty much ticked off the list. I've pretty much done it all in terms of being, I've even played like on some of the courts at Wimbledon, which I'm very lucky enough to say. I'd love to visit the US Open, well, New York one day, the French Open as well, and obviously Australia. So yeah, it's an incredible experience. And obviously, you know, any one of those four Grand Slams, like, they are the pinnacle of, you know, the sport. So to be present and kind of, yeah, be in and amongst it, like, yeah, it's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime, you know, kind of opportunity. And it's, yeah, something I would definitely recommend.
There's a new full-service RV dealership in town with great deals on good road. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany and is bringing new top-selling RV brands to the area like Montana, Cougar, and many more. Our service center is open to get your RV ready for summer, and our parts and accessories store is stocked with all your camping adventure essentials. Take I-12, exit 32 to Bent's RV in Albany for great deals on good road and top-notch service. Bent's RV, the best way to get away.
For the ones who know that a little late is always too late, and that the clock doesn't stop just because you're missing a part, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, and our KeepStock inventory management solutions help ensure you have the right stuff in the right place at exactly the right time. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock to learn more. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's a new full-service RV dealership in town with great deals on good road. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany and is bringing new top-selling RV brands to the area like Montana, Cougar, and many more. Bent's RV, the best way to get away.
The Dave's Single from Wendy's, made with fresh, never-frozen beef, has the power to blow your mind. But now that the Dave's Single is buy one, get one for a buck, as well as the spicy or classic chicken sandwich and the spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, Wendy's BOGO for $1 deal is gonna blow your mind and your speakers. Get these faves. BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch Peacock. Watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at peacocktv.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Spotify is where millennials and Gen Zs are creating, curating, and experiencing culture. And now they're ready for a reset. Gen Zs can't wait to reconnect with their friends in real life, and millennials are still trying to manage work-life balance at home. One thing they have in common? Audio is helping them navigate what's next.
Audio. Music. Podcast.
ASMR.
Soundscape.
Playlist.
Learn more about both generations and culture next, Spotify's annual trend report.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
Get your next job off to the right start at Lowe's during our Just for Pros event now through July 23rd. Save $70 on the Bosch Freak 18-volt 2-in-1 impact driver kit with bonus accessories. Was $219 and now just $149. Or get pinpoint accuracy with the new Bosch Blaze 165-foot laser distance measure with Bluetooth connectivity. Only at Lowe's. Shop in-store or online. Lowe's, the new home for pros. Valid through 7/23, U.S. only.
Most definitely. I want to stay just with Wimbledon for a moment. You mentioned you had an opportunity, you and your co-host had the opportunity to watch the matches at Centre Court. You know, so many great memories have been made at Centre Court at Wimbledon. Countless champions have been crowned there with Djokovic, Novak Djokovic, Federer, Nadal, McEnroe, Borg, Steffi Graf, of course, Venus and Serena Williams. Center Court is really where it's at. That's where it all goes down at Wimbledon. Can you describe to the listeners out there just what the experience is like at being at Center Court at Wimbledon?
Yeah, it's an incredible experience. I mean, we're saying to Lucy again that there's, because she was worried about the tickets that she'd picked out, and I was like, to be fair, like, there's no such thing as a bad seat, like, on Centre Court. Like, wherever you sit, you're going to basically be able to see the action. So, yeah, kind of, but being there, like, literally being there live and kind of, like, living it, it's kind of hard to put into words, to be honest. Especially, if you're a real fan, like you mentioned, like, all the history, all the greats that have played on that court. Like, it's something you kind of, you take in when you're there, and you do kind of catch yourself kind of thinking, well, I did anyway, like, I caught myself thinking, like, wow, like, yeah, this is the same court, you know, Serena, you know, she's won multiple times, like, in finals, Venus as well, obviously Federer, Nadal, like, all these great names, yeah, they've all kind of basically played on Centre Court and, like, yeah, basically made history. So it's a very, very special place, and I think a lot of the players feel that way too, like, in terms of, like, basically if say, for instance, maybe not a seeded player, but a lesser-known player, like, ends up playing a seed, you know, you could always kind of see or sense that the fact that that player is really taking in the moment, and sometimes, like, it can either go two ways. It could either, you know, motivate them, or they can kind of, like, crumble kind of under the pressure or spotlight of being on, you know, centre court. So, and again, being sport, or tennis being the sport it is, like, it's a very mental game, so psychological. And tennis players, they tend to be pretty strong when it comes to, like, you know, their mental psyche. So, but yeah, some players do kind of, you know, crumble under that kind of pressure and, like, yeah, the spotlight of being on centre. But then for some, they kind of rise to the occasion. And someone, although it wasn't on centre court, it was number one court, but Francis Tiafoe, the American, him beating Stefanos Tsitsipas in the first round, that was on number one court. And I think Tiafoe actually said in his post-match press interview that basically, yeah, like, being on these show courts, it, like, just gives him extra motivation. And he's someone that very much kind of plays to the crowd. And obviously, I know that wasn't centre court, but it was number one. It was, you know, one of the main show courts at Wimbledon. So the fact that he kind of was able to kind of put on the show and, like, yeah, he really just locked in and, yeah, caused pretty much the biggest upset of that first week, knocking out Tsitsipas. Obviously, he just reached the French Open final as well. So he was coming in pretty hot. But, yeah, I think just to kind of go back to your question, like, yeah, Centre Court is incredibly special, and number one court as well for that fact. So, yeah, it's a very, very, very special place.
Wendy's Dave's Single is BOGO for $1. So is the Spicy or Classic Chicken Sandwich and the Spicy or Crispy 10-Piece Nuggets. Get any of these saves BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
Spotify is where millennials and Gen Zs are creating, curating, and experiencing culture. And now they're ready for a reset. Gen Zs can't wait to reconnect with their friends in real life, and millennials are still trying to manage work-life balance at home. One thing they have in common? Audio is helping them navigate what's next.
Audio. Music. Podcast.
ASMR.
Soundscape.
Playlist.
Learn more about both generations and culture next. Spotify's annual trend report.
There's a new full-service RV dealership in town with great deals on good roads. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany and is bringing new top-selling RV brands to the area like Montana, Cougar, and many more. Our service center is open to get your RV ready for summer, and our parts and accessories store is stocked with all your camping adventure essentials. Take I-12, exit 32 to Bent's RV in Albany for great deals on good road and top-notch service. Bent's RV, the best way to get away.
Back to school season is on. Get best-in-class savings at JCPenney. Gear up with 40% off backpacks from brands that always have their back. And shop smart on doorbusters across the store while they last all weekend long. That means stocking up on essentials like $5.99 select kids' tees and $14.99 select kids' shorts. Don't forget to use your coupon to save an extra 25% and check everything off your list in one easy trip. Weekdays are back in style. JCPenney. Offers and coupon valid through 8/4. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
It makes a difference when a community gets thousands of new jobs. It makes a bigger difference when all of those jobs pay more than double the federal minimum wage. All Amazon employees make at least $15 an hour. Employees aren't the only ones who experience the impact of our starting wage. Neighbors like Sylvia and Francois of Sylvia's Cafe in Opa-locka, Florida, feel the impact of that extra spending money. See their story at aboutamazon.com/15.
Yeah, indeed. Wimbledon is just a center court. And as you mentioned, court number one has also made some great memories as well. Just the allure of Wimbledon is phenomenal. And
there's a new full-service RV dealership in town with great deals on good roads. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany and is bringing new top-selling RV brands to the area like Montana, Cougar, and many more. Our service center is open to get your RV ready for summer. And our parts and accessories store is stocked with all your camping adventure essentials. Take I-12, exit 32 to Bent's RV in Albany for great deals on good road and top-notch service. Bent's RV, the best way to get away.
I got my daughter's hair looking tight, so we hopped in the car and went to Mickey D's to celebrate. I did my thing with these braids meal.
There's a meal for every moment on a McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Get your choice of a savory sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, McChicken biscuit, or chicken McGriddles plus hash browns, all for just $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Staying again with Wimbledon, Eugene, one of the things about Wimbledon that I've enjoyed watching is the different food that's there, and particularly champagne and strawberries and cream. At your Wimbledon experience, did you have strawberries and cream, or did you eat other things?
So we didn't have the strawberries and cream. We did have the Pimm's, which was that's another like staple of Wimbledon, actually. So, but yeah, no strawberries and cream for us this year. But obviously, that is one of the main kind of go-tos for anyone kind of going to Wimbledon. But yeah, we didn't have any of that. We just stuck to the Pimm's, like a nice pizza. From one of like the deli counters that were up. So yeah, obviously the food is another like kind of, you know, big draw for the tournament. Like yeah, the drinks too. So yeah, just all around basically. Like it's you're gonna basically find something you're kind of into. If you're not fully into the tennis, like you'll enjoy your experience at Wimbledon. Like you'll find something that will like kind of take your interest, whether it's the shop or the food, the drinks, just the atmosphere. Like it's a special place.
Let's stay with food for a moment. I know you mentioned about pizza, but what other things do you like to enjoy? What type of food items do you like to enjoy at Wimbledon?
Actually, there aren't that many in terms of like options. For this year, I don't know if maybe that was a thing just because of, you know, COVID, but yeah, there were only two options. So we had either a pizza stand, or what was the other thing? I can't remember the other thing off the top. But yeah, pizza was like one of the most popular options because the queues were crazy for that. But I think in previous years, I think they've had like burgers and chips and stuff like that. Obviously, chips being you call them fries, we call them chips here, being a big thing like in the UK. So. Yeah, but I this year there weren't that many food options, to be completely honest. Obviously the strawberries and cream, that was pretty much in full flow as well. But yeah, there weren't that many you know, there weren't vast amounts of food to kind of choose from. So I can just only talk for the pizza, and it was okay. It was decent.
Well, speaking of pizza, you mentioned to the audience that you had a nice drink called Tim's. Can you explain to the listeners out there what Tim's is all about?
So this is the thing. I'm not really a drinker myself, so I was kind of only introduced to Pim this year. So just I'm a novice when it comes to like alcohol. But yeah, I think Pim's is literally lemonade and gin. And there's like a lemon in there as well. Or I think it's an orange actually, like an orange slice, which is just quite zesty. So yeah, it's something that it can probably get you drunk. Like if you have enough, if you have enough cups of it, but yeah, it's a very nice, like, soft drink, I guess. Like, again, I'm not an expert when it comes to alcohol, I'm afraid, but I enjoy it because I do like a lemonade on its own. So yeah, the fact that, yeah, you know, this is kind of mixed with gin, which is obviously quite a strong alcoholic beverage, it's a sweet, tangy kind of taste, obviously with that lemon drop in there as well, or peel even. So I would definitely recommend it if you haven't had it before.
All right, fair enough. And that's Eugene giving us his 2020 Wimbledon experience, definitely at one of the premier sporting events in all of the world. And
back to school season is on. Get best-in-class savings at JCPenney. Gear up with 40% off backpacks from brands that always have their back. And shop smart on doorbusters across the store while they last all weekend long. That means stocking up on essentials like $5.99 select kids' tees and $14.99 select kids' shorts. Don't forget to use your coupon to save an extra 25% and check everything off your list in one easy trip. Weekdays are back in style. JCPenney. Offers and coupon valid through 8/4. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
There's a new full-service RV dealership in town with great deals on good roads. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany and is bringing new top-selling RV brands to the area like Montana, Cougar, and many more. Our service center is open to get your RV ready for summer, and our parts and accessories store is stocked with all your camping adventure essentials. Take I-12, exit 32 to Bent's RV in Albany for great deals on good road and top-notch service. Bent's RV, the best way to get away.
Let's transition now over to Coco Golf. Again, Coco, similar to who we last talked about with Felix Auger-Aliassime, a rising star in the tennis world. And again, she lost the quarterfinal match at Wimbledon, but something really tragic happened. Well, something really bad happened to her. She was on her way to Tokyo to compete for the Olympics, but she tested positive for COVID-19. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Coco's Wimbledon run and what lies ahead for her after finding out about this positive test.
Yeah, so she actually got to the last 16. It was the fourth round that she reached and was knocked out by Angelique Kerber. Obviously, we were there for that match. And yeah, just to quickly on Coco at Wimbledon, like, obviously, she reached the third round, I believe, the last time she played it when she was 15. So, you know, her progress has just been incredible, like, in such a short space of time. And a player that's very much, like, comfortable on the grass, which is just great to see for someone so young. So, yeah, a really, really good Wimbledon for her. But, yeah, the COVID positive, that wasn't such great news in terms of obviously heading into the Olympics, and obviously she's since had to pull out. But I mean, it's to be fair, she's 17. Like, she's got a lot more, like, well, she's probably got at least two or three Olympics, like, in her, you would think. I think for the next one, she'll probably be like early 20s. So, you know, probably just coming into like her peak, or not even her peak really and truly, but yeah, she'll still be very young, basically, when the next Olympics comes around. So I don't think there's, like, obviously the disappointment is, you know, a thing at the moment because it's literally just happened. But I think overall, like, when she probably, you know, has taken a step back, yeah, I think she can probably look to the future and be quite optimistic because, yeah, like I said, there's going to be plenty more opportunities, like, you know, in her future to compete at the Olympics and, you know, for Team USA. So, yeah, I think it's just really only positives for Coco. And I'd hope that she'd be ready as well for, obviously, the US hard court swing. So, hopefully, yeah, speedy recovery with the COVID. And, yeah, look forward to seeing her back in time for the US hardcourt swing.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing her too. I think it's going to be very interesting. I think she's definitely going to have a lot to play for coming up in later this summer at the U.S. Open. I think it's going to be phenomenal how she definitely responds for her. I think with missing the Olympics due to COVID-19, I think that's going to add some fuel to the fire and how she performs. Well, you heard it from him. He is Eugene. He is the co-host of the Black Spin Global podcast. And again, Eugene, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody what Black Spin Global is all about.
Yeah, so but basically that's been we celebrate black tennis players and coaches, particularly any professionals like in the game. So yeah, we literally cover both the WTA, ATP tours, and also the juniors as well. So yeah, just give us a follow on, you know, all the social media platforms. So we're on Instagram and Twitter mainly, and it's Blackspin Global, all one word obviously. And yeah, we also have a website, blackspinglobal.com, and also a fortnightly podcast that comes out every other Monday. So yeah, just basically keep a lookout for us, and yeah, give us a follow if you're not already. And yeah, if you're not listening to the podcast, give us a listen, and if you like it, share it, review it, and yeah, all that good stuff. So yeah, appreciate you having me on, Ed.
There's a new full-service RV dealership in town with great deals on good roads. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany and is bringing new top-selling RV brands to the area like Montana, Cougar, and many more. Bent's RV, the best way to get away.
This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
There's a new full-service RV dealership in town with great deals on good roads. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany and is bringing new top-selling RV brands to the area like Montana, Cougar, and many more. Bent's RV, the best way to get away.
Get your next job off to the right start at Lowe's during our Just for Pros event now through July 23rd. Save $70 on the Bosch Freak 18-volt 2-in-1 impact driver kit with bonus accessories. Was $219 and now just $149. Or get pinpoint accuracy with the new Bosch Blaze 165-foot laser distance measure with Bluetooth connectivity. Only at Lowe's. Shop in-store or online. Lowe's, the new home for pros. Valid through 723 U.S. only.
Oh, anytime, my man. Thank you for taking time again to come on the program. So one more time, Eugene, tell everybody where they can find Black Spin Global on social media, any websites, let them know that as well, and how can they listen to the podcast?
So, yeah, it's Black Spin Global, all one word, and that's on Instagram and Twitter. And, yeah, the podcast, again, it's just Black Spin Global, the podcast, and that's available on literally all podcast platforms, so Apple, Spotify, anywhere where you get your podcast, basically. And you can also listen to it on the website as well, so blackspinglobal.com.
All right, awesome. And one last question, Eugene, before I let you go. Let's go back to Wimbledon again for a moment. How do you get to Wimbledon? Do you take the underground and then connect to a double-decker bus? For those that are curious about how to get to Wimbledon, what's the transportation methods to get there?
So yeah, I'm lucky because I live pretty close. So we just literally got a taxi from mine, which is like 10 minutes. But again, I think there's quite a few kind of, you know, transport links in and around like the area. So the closest station would be Southfield Station, and that's literally like a 2 minute walk from there, you know, to Wimbledon. So we also get there via Wimbledon Park as well. Again, it's all pretty much very local. And yeah, there's, you know, good bus options as well. I think it's the 9-3 bus and the 39 that literally stop on the road. I think it's Victoria Drive, literally, and that takes you to, you know, the where the queues are. So yeah, pretty good transport links in and around the area. And yeah, it's pretty easy for, you know, kind of travelers or yeah, tourists to kind of find, even like when Wimbledon's not on. So like off season, you do find a lot of like tourists just visiting like the museum or like, yeah, going to the shop, as in the Wimbledon shop, all year round, just because obviously it's a, you know, like I said, it's one of the pinnacles of the sport. So yeah, definitely something I think if you can, like, yeah, definitely experience it, obviously whilst the tournament's on, but even if you're in London, you know, in the winter time, for instance, like, I definitely recommend, yeah, visiting the grounds, because yeah, you're just basically taking all the history and like kind of, you know, getting experience of just how special the place is.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's, and if you want to thank me for that info with a slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink; it's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie, a blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S., not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
There's a new full-service RV dealership in town with great deals on good roads. Bent's RV has opened a new location in Albany and is bringing new top-selling RV brands to the area like Montana, Cougar, and many more. Our service center is open to get your RV ready for summer, and our parts and accessories store is stocked with all your camping adventure essentials. Take I-12, exit 32 to Bent's RV in Albany for great deals on good road and top-notch service. Bent's RV, the best way to get away.
Minute Maid slushies are back at McDonald's. And if you want to thank me for that info with a slushie, that's cool. It's more than a drink. It's a McDonald's drink.
Treat yourself to a refreshing Minute Maid slushie, a blue raspberry, pink lemonade, or strawberry watermelon. Goes great with a fresh beef quarter pounder with cheese or the new crispy chicken sandwich. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, fresh beef available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S., not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
That's awesome. And I just want to let the listeners know, people always call it Wimbledon, but the name of the venue is called the All England Lawn Tennis and Croquet Club, a.k.a. Wimbledon. So a lot of people never know the formal name of the venue, but it's people know it as Wimbledon. But just a little tidbit right there. But you heard it from him. He's Eugene. He is the co-host of the Black Spin Global podcast, covering tennis from a black perspective. Again, check out the website and also check them out on social media at Instagram and Twitter. Eugene, thank you so much, my man, again. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
No, I appreciate you, Ed. Cheers. You take care.
Cheers to you. You too, man. Cheers, my man. Be back with more right after this.
Boy, that's Serena Williams like on the return.
Looks like she's limping. Looks like she's limping her knee.
Oh, my goodness. It does, Chrissy. Walking very slowly.
And she can call a trainer out.
Did you see her slide or
use
her footing? She slid,
yeah. Well, there was a... She slid. I think we're going to show it now.
Okay. Take a look. Could have been.
Looked like the left leg. Did it look like the left leg?
Maybe a calf muscle.
.145/92 .180/111
.182/100 And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Head to toe.
right, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Eugene from Blackspin Global. And until again, I'm Ed Robinson. And remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.